This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, more of the debate drinking game rules. Daryl's got some of those. There's 16 of them. I think we're through like 6 or 7 or something.
We are through 6 of them.
Yep, we'll get through the rest of them here throughout the show tonight. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And also, don't forget to join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive there. Listen by various different means, everything from 165-plus radio stations to satellite listening options in various different countries around the globe. We've got live streams, our webcam, which is now available on YouTube and Facebook Live, and also listen lines. Got lots of different ways to tune in. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those. As we continue here, we'll take more of your calls and thoughts, and we'll get back into Tor if we get the chance, because we did have a gentleman on the line. He dropped off during the news there, and I don't think we'd finished our discussion, however, even though he's gone, so I'd like to come back to it. Let's go first, though, to Jacqueline, calling from Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello, hi. How are you?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Actually, all I had was a question. I just wanted
sure.
to know if... the debate was going to be put on the radio because I'm homeless, and this is the only way that I have to keep in touch with what's going on in the politics.
Well, I can't guarantee you how much of it we will air because we're an open phone show and we'll talk to anybody about pretty much anything. But I do have the intention
okay.
I do have the intention of airing some of the debate, although it will likely be interspersed with commentary by the hosts of this show. So if you're looking for an uninterrupted airing of the debate, that's not going to happen on Free Talk Live. We will likely make fun of both of the political candidates. We will likely tear apart the things that come out of their mouths. So, yeah, we're going to have as much fun with it as we can.
NPR, according to a news report that I'm seeing, NPR will be airing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
So
that.
If you're really interested in listening to it, find an NPR station. Otherwise, we will be mocking it.
Yeah, well, we're going to have fun with it here. So if you want to have fun with the debate, stick with us. If you want to have a boring debate, then, you know, go with another feed.
Or, hold on, you know, listen
no,
to the
I
rest of the
like
drinking rules.
Because I want to see if Mr. Clinton coughs, hacks up lung, or falls up.
All right. Well, Jacqueline, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And again, you're out there listening on K-Talks.
And if Hillary begins to cough or passes out, you drink. If they cut to a commercial break when that happens, take a shot.
So wait, is there a difference between just drinking any old thing and taking a shot? Are there two different types of drinks?
It's sounding to me like shots are
shots
specifically
are hard liquor.
Shot is hard liquor. If not, they're talking about beer.
So
like,
they are saying you
like
need to
that,
have some sort of beer and hard liquor.
Which makes this game actually a whole lot more safer if you're using beer.
Yes.
Okay.
Drinking games, you use beer. You don't sit there and swig... you know, whiskey or, you know, something like that.
All right, I thought
that's probably how normal people do it. That makes more sense now, actually.
Give me another drinking game rule while we're at it.
When Trump visibly reacts with a face of disbelief to something Hillary says, take a drink. If he leaves his jaw hanging open for more than 3 seconds, take a shot.
Okay, now it's making more sense. Now I was trying to figure out these modifications. So there's like rule and then modified or like secondary rule.
So then you're going to have drunk people sitting there trying to gauge time.
So the secondary rule, the secondary rule is the shot one. The first rule is just to take a drink of whatever.
It's either the take a shot or finish your drink.
Okay.
So
okay.
Sometimes you might crack open a fresh beer. They do the thing. You take a drink.
You have to finish the whole thing.
And then they do the modifier, and then you have to just swig whatever you've got.
Now, which one of them was that? Because maybe I just missed. In the ones we've been through so far, which of the modifiers was you got to finish your drink on this?
None of those yet.
Okay, all right. I definitely want to hear one of those. Let's get into that in moments. Your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Alex. I don't know. Were you Florida? Alex, where are you at tonight?
Yeah, I'm in Florida tonight.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, so, yeah, I'm curious what you guys are have any predictions for the debate. I'm really excited. If Keck be willing, this would be really good.
I think I can safely predict a lot of drunken Americans tonight. That's my prediction.
Yeah,
what about
yeah.
you, Daryl, and Melanie?
I can safely predict that I will, you know, not go out of my way to watch any of the video of the debate because I don't believe a word that Hillary or Trump say, and it will not affect my decision on Election Day at all.
I don't know if that's a prediction. I mean, are you predicting your own behavior?
I'm predicting my own behavior of I will not go out of my way to watch. So, like, tomorrow I'm not going to go do a Google search for debate highlights.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's no fun.
All right, Melanie, do you have a prediction for tonight's debate?
I'll be predicting what? Like, there's going to be foolishness, and there's yelling and screaming and disorganization, like, and then they're going to go home. That's what a debate is. I mean, like, if you have, like, a local-level debate with people you've never heard of who don't have established histories, who, you know, yeah, you go and you read their platform on their website, and you might watch that debate. That would make sense. I have watched local debates from people who were either new or I didn't know them, and it was a local election, so it made sense. I'm not going to watch a federal presidential debate. Like, why would I do that?
Well, you can definitely predict that they're going to be advocating for more government, more intrusion, more oppression, more police state.
I doubt either one of them.
That's just what a debate is.
I doubt either one of them will say that they actually want to decrease the size of government.
What I think will be interesting about this debate, though, is that I don't think there's going to be as many blows to each other. I think they sort of have like a mutual destruction type of deal. They're not going to want to attack each other. And I don't think Trump will want to attack.
Are you kidding me? Why? I mean, that's... Look,
they're old friends. They went to each other's weddings.
Yeah, but Trump... Look, Trump's trying to brush all that under the rug. I mean, he's trying to make it look like she's the enemy, and he's going
to
attack
the Clinton Foundation. Like, he goes,
but he's playing.
But he's not advertising that.
He's playing a role.
Well,
he's playing the role of attacking Hillary Clinton. I mean, has he ever not attacked her in the recent months? Of course not. He's been attacking her, has he not?
Well, there's a dynamic that I'm sure his advisors are telling him that not to go out there and attack because. If he gets up there and attacks, because Hillary Clinton is a woman, there's a lot of people who will accuse him of, like, bullying. It will
I don't
be
think
seen
he cares.
I mean,
there's
a handful of people who'll do that, but people do not like Hillary, and for good reason. People
right.
don't like Trump for good reason, also, obviously. No, she's not going to be able to play that card effectively with most people.
I think it's going to be open season on both of them tonight. I think they're both going to be. I mean, they both have already been playing dirty politics, and it's not going to stop.
I've got an actual prediction of the debate, not my response or my behavior. Hillary will be wearing a pantsuit.
All right. That's not really going out on a limb, but yes, this is a good.
It's not going out on a limb.
Mine weren't either. All right, Alex, anything else you want to share about your predictions?
Well, the last thing is that I think the questions are not going to allow either candidate to really go deeply into their platform.
Well, they don't want to. That's what the questions are designed to do. They're designed to be fluff. They're designed to be entertainment to people who, for some reason, find this entertaining. They're not designed to be philosophical or even strategic.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate, and I think it would play to the Trump side, talking actual platform, because that's something that he's accused of quite often. Like, on his website, he has, you know, written out a deep, you know, platform that's well fleshed out, but in the media they always say, like, oh, he doesn't have a plan, and this would give him an opportunity to tell those people who have bought into that no, he does in fact have a plan. It's just you're not going to hear it in sound bites. But I don't think he'll be able to do that because I don't think the people doing the debate, like you said, are going to be getting into deep, like, philosophical or even platform questions, really.
Well, it's not like whatever his plan is going to matter. I mean, politicians always have some plan.
His plan is so great. Yeah. It's the best plan.
Huge.
He's got all of the best plans to do all of the greatest things.
Yeah, I mean, politicians always have plans, but they never come to fruition because it requires the other politicians to go along with it in the House and the Senate. And so it's just a bunch of talk. Sorry. Thanks for the call, Alex. Appreciate hearing from you. Melanie, what were you trying to jump in there with?
Well, just, and if he does have some well-thought-out plan, even if he can't get the whole thing out, you still can get in stuff.
Sure, that's true.
In a place where you're being cut off all the time.
Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio in Keene, New Hampshire tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We've got Skype where you can join us at username lrn.fm, and also our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you want to help support the show and get your shopping done at the same time, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. And when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. So whatever it is you're buying, you're probably going to buy it anyway. You might as well do it through shop.freetalklive.com. Otherwise, all the money goes to Amazon. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, then a portion of their profits will go to Free Talk Live. So you get the stuff you want, and you help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Everybody wins when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, coming up, more of the debate drinking game. There's 16 rules, and it's more like a bunch more than 16 because each one has like a modifier.
Right.
It's more like 30 rules or something like that. Let's go to Ricky, though. He's calling on Skype. Hello, Ricky.
Ian, good evening.
Hey, Ricky, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to kind of chime in on this debate, but I wanted to mention something. You know, I don't think I missed it. Hey, I don't think I've heard Ralph for like a very long time.
You know, it's funny. It was, I think, right around the time when you offered a challenge. You challenged Ralph, our regular caller from New Jersey, to an on-air duel. And ever since you made that challenge, I don't believe Ralph has called in one single time, which is very unusual, very unlike Ralph. Normally, he is one of our, as we call them, chronic callers, like you, Ricky, who call every single night on the show. So when Ralph isn't there, it's pretty obvious that he's not there. And I think your observation is correct, Ricky. He has not called this show once, so we've never actually been able to issue your challenge to him. Maybe he was listening to the show and is too afraid to call in.
There they go, the mystery, whether Ralph listens or not. I guess he does.
Oh, I think Ralph is a listener. It's Sarah in New Mexico who's actually not a listener. She's just a
Well, you don't
caller.
Have any honor, Ian. That's what it comes down to. Remember, I told you you'd know. Even with the duel, you know, if it would have went through, there would have been, it still would have ended up the same way.
Well, I got to tell you, Ricky, you're not right about a lot of things, but on this one, I think you may be right.
Okay, but on to this whole thing with this debate.
All right.
You know, and I have to admit, speaking about honor, I mean, here's a couple comments I got. And I mean, I've made it clear. I mean, maybe we could talk more about it in the future. I'm a Hillary supporter, but I'm looking at going into this. A month leading into it, the tactics by this guy. Speaking about honor, that duel, well, let's look about this debate. That's a duel, too. You know, and what it comes down to is I've seen on several points, either A, you know, I see things like, you know, the moderator, he's not going to be treated fairly. That was one of the things, you know, and you know what? He ain't going to talk about, you know, infidelity with Bill as long as Hillary's fair. You know, you can't be fair to Trump because if you say anything to Trump that's either true or untrue, it's just not fair. And then there's been so many things leading up to this. Oh, the football. It's the football games, you know. This goes back to September. Both the RNC and the DNC agreed, oh, it's Hillary's fault. She's the one doing it because she don't like football. You know, and if it's not...
I am a little lost on what you're talking about, Ricky. What does the debate have to do with football?
The debate is happening on Monday.
Ask Donald Trump the same question because he made that comment that she set the debates up to coincide with football games.
Okay, there's this thing called Monday Night Football that's been in existence for like 50 or almost 60 years.
Yep, and that's tonight.
That's tonight. Donald Trump is claiming that it's some conspiracy to, you know, make Trump voters not watch the debate or something because the debate is happening at the same time as a professional football game. But even though in years past the debates have been on Monday nights, if you put it on a Tuesday night, there's a baseball game. If you put it on a Wednesday night, there's a baseball game. There's a professional sporting event every day of the year except for the day before and the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
And if you're one of the candidates, aren't the undecided voters who you want to be watching the debate, so why do you care if your voters watch football instead?
I think he just wanted to make noise about it. act like, you know, or try to change the rules or whatever. And obviously he wasn't successful at doing that. Thanks, Ricky, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE because it's Monday night and they're going to have the debate. And Trump decided to do it. So, you know, all of his protesting apparently was for naught. Let's continue with some of the drinking game rules because we got to get the rules out, I think, before the debate actually begins.
When either candidate calls the other a liar or accuses them of having lied, take a drink.
All right. That alone
this
will get you pretty drunk.
Might get you drunk by itself.
Yep.
When Trump mentions Hillary's emails, building his wall, or Benghazi, take a drink. If Trump refers to, and this is the modifier, if Trump refers to Hillary as the worst Secretary of State in our nation's history, take a shot.
Mm.
If Hillary responds, name three secretaries of state in this nation's history, finish your bottle, because Trump won't be able to name three.
Now, do they actually see, this is how unfamiliar I am with these debates. Like I said, I'm normally not interested at all in watching them, because they just have Republicans and Democrats in them. Do they actually allow them to ask each other questions?
They don't necessarily allow them, but people will throw jibes at the other one.
Okay. I mean, it's not really a debate in any recognizable sense of the term. There's not, like, points and counterpoints in a thing to argue, in a topic to it. Like,
there's a question, usually.
There's a question.
X amount of seconds.
You get an amount of time to answer. Your opponent gets an amount of time to answer. And if
maybe
they
a rebuttal,
reference
right?
you can do a rebuttal.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they just ask questions, and then they kind of just talk about whatever they want. Anyway, I mean, it's just, it's pretty.
It's
disorganized. It's not even the rules they claim to follow or pretend to follow, I wouldn't categorize as a debate anyway. But
a show.
Yeah.
Yes. When Trump uses the word great, as in make America great,
great,
make great deals, or describes himself as great, take a drink. If he uses the word great twice in the same sentence, take a shot. We already covered Rule 11. That's the Hillary coughing or passing out. When Trump mentions building a wall, or rather a building he has built, or his daughter, drink until the count of five. So that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is because that's the number of biological children Donald Trump has.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
If Trump references Hillary's health, stamina, or energy, take a drink. If he flexes and kisses his bicep immediately after doing so, take a shot.
Is that something he's done?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But it also said earlier, if after he references his huge manhood, he pulls it out and swings it like a helicopter.
He's probably not done that one either.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Melania would know. but I don't think anybody else.
That's his wife.
When Trump uses the word disaster to refer to anything Hillary has done, take a drink.
All right.
95% of all Trump comments include the word great or disaster. This is scientific fact. Two more rules.
Wait, what number are we on now?
That was 14. Okay. We've got 15
and 16. Still to come here, and if you've got some rules you want to throw into the mix, feel free. 855-450-FREE. The drinking game will commence in about a half an hour. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us and take control of the airwaves.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
As the debate is approaching, the least popular candidates for president in U.S. history will be debating tonight on the Hofstra University campus, at which I actually happened to visit this year. There was a talk radio conference that was held at the very same university, maybe in the very same room. I don't know where they're going to be holding this thing, but we were in some sort of auditorium there, so I'm not sure what to expect. They're going to have, apparently, not Jill Stein, who has been escorted off the campus. She was there in an attempt to just show herself at the debates, be there to meet some of her supporters. They were going to have a rally.
And she spoke with media.
Right. Before they found her, the cops found her and escorted her off of the campus. She, I presume, was given a no trespass warning and told not to return. And there has been talk from some of her supporters about some possible acts of peaceful, nonviolent civil disobedience that may occur on campus on her behalf. So not that yes. She asked them to do it, but that some of her supporters may just decide to throw themselves into the gears of the state to make a point about how they would like to have their candidate, who is qualified on enough ballots to technically win the election, into yes. the debates.
Yes, and the schedule of events that she had planned, according to the Green Party, at 4:30 p.m., buses of supporters were scheduled to arrive at Hofstra, At 5 p.m., there was going to be a Let Jill Debate demonstration. At 5:30, she was going to hold the People's Debate outside of the gates of Hofstra. And it said protests may continue until approximately 7 p.m. But at the beginning of the show, we had reported that she got escorted off of the campus about an hour prior.
Now, we don't know at what point or how much of her plans she had gotten through.
Correct.
By the time the escort appeared.
Right. So we don't know if she was able to hold this people's debate or not. And then at 9 o'clock, she will be doing a live insertion into the debates via Periscope and Facebook Live.
It's kind of a funny word to use, insertion. I mean, she's not going to be seen on any of the mainstream media that is covering this, so she
Correct.
Won't be inserting
herself.
Correct,
but her streams, on her streams,
yeah.
She will be inserting her answers
into,
where the other
right.
candidates are. So, question,
yeah.
And then live response, here's her answers.
They're saying the same thing about Gary Johnson, who is the Libertarian Party presidential nominee, sadly. They, in the press release story here from the ABC News, they're saying that the campaign is hoping to, quote, interject his voice into the debate from the sidelines through an aggressive Twitter and media strategy. Now, again, he won't be interjecting his voice into the debate. He'll be on Twitter. And people who want to hear him, who are seeking him out, will be able to see what he has to say, like Jill Stein. People who yeah. are seeking her opinion on this will be able to hear what she thinks. But a lot of those people are already interested in Jill Stein and Gary Johnson.
Correct.
The whole benefit of being in the debates is you reach a bunch of people who otherwise have never heard of you.
Well,
I think there is a benefit of that, though, because I remember watching Bob Barr do this when I had, like, just heard of libertarianism.
Oh, I'm not saying there aren't newbies. There are going to be some newbies that are going to tune into them, but there's a bunch of new people who don't even know who these people are.
It would be better to be in the debate,
right.
But if you can't have that, I think there is value to that. People who are just barely LP and kind of your immersed
LP is the Libertarian Party.
Not only just people that might stumble across it, but some media outlet might watch it to try to find some sort of slip-up.
Yep. No, I'm not saying
let's see where they say something stupid, and let's pick that
right.
up and run with
I'm
it.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do what they're doing. I'm just saying, to use terms like they're going to inject themselves into the debate, no, if they'd actually showed up like Jill Stein did and physically tried to inject themselves,
yes.
then that I would count that as an injection into the debate. But to just sit on Twitter and tweet your opinions is not really
injecting
lots
anything. Of people are going to be doing that tonight, exactly what Gary Johnson is doing.
Sitting on Twitter?
Tweeting their opinions about the debate.
So, I mean, it's like, here on Free Talk Live, we're on the radio, and because we're on the radio, people who don't know who we are can find us. If you're on the internet, you have to, at the very least, be kind of interested in finding libertarian talk in order to find Free Talk Live. Same thing's true with Johnson and Stein. You've got to be at the very least interested in, you've heard about third parties. You'd like to see what the third party people have to say, so you seek them out to find it, or maybe you run into it by accident on the Twitter
right.
site.
So it's possible that you could stumble across a Twitter post to where a friend of a friend retweeted something, and then you see it. And
yep,
then
that's possible.
Oh, yeah, or if, somebody just goes on Facebook and tweets, this is the debate, and, somebody's like, I watch all the presidential debates, so they start watching that one. I mean,
if Johnson or Stein has more than 100,000 viewers on their Facebook feed, I'll be blown away. It's because Johnson had about 30,000 tonight on a pre-interview. There was some sort of
with
guy.
Reason, I think it was.
Yeah, I didn't know who it was. Somebody was interviewing them. It was on Gary Johnson's Facebook page or something like that, and they were streaming that to Facebook Live. And he had 30,000. Yeah, 30,000 viewers. I mean, that's nothing compared to the expected 100 million that will be watching the debates tonight. No, it's just an estimate, and I don't know where they're getting that number from. Maybe it'll only be 60 million or,
I mean, right, but at the
Whatever.
Same time, especially
Still
since, like, we kind of have to work with what we have and, pretending that, I mean, not pretending, but let's say, if instead of Gary Johnson it was some libertarian, if you have that video, the Republicans and Democrats, they already have their people. They're not necessarily trying to convert anybody with their debate. That's kind of more or less what we're trying to do.
Well, yeah, they are. The Republicans and Democrats are trying to convert the undecideds. There's always a big chunk of Americans who have not made a decision.
But they're not trying to get their name out there. Like, so we have different goals in that way. Like, people have heard of Republicans and Democrats.
That's correct.
People who know who Donald and Hillary are. We need to get to that point. So we kind of use, or what we would use the debates for is to, like, have people know who we are.
Yes.
So
then they can
actually
consider.
We kind of have different goals in that way. I mean, okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, so there might be some undecided people that they're trying to get into the ORD category, but people know that they exist. So if we're doing something that lets people know we exist.
Libertarians need to let people know they exist, and if they kept out of the debates, then they're not going to know that. So anyway, all I was really saying here, Melanie, is that, you know, to say they're injecting themselves into the debate is not really what
they're
doing.
That was like when I first heard that, I thought that she was planning on, like, rushing the stage or something,
which I would believe from her. Which would be awesome if she did that.
Yeah, which was believable, which is part of why I understood it that way.
Well, back in the day, back in 2004, the Libertarian Party candidate, along with the Green Party candidate, were both arrested at one of these CPD debates. So it has happened that the Libertarian has been as ballsy as the Green Party candidate until Gary Johnson and Bob Barr, in which case.
I'm not even, like, doing this while running for president. Like, I'm...
Do it.
Good. Get him some news. If Gary Johnson went and smoked a joint in public and announced it in advance, because he's a supposedly cannabis user.
Oh, he said that
he would stay sober for this though.
Yeah, he's staying sober through the rest of the campaign, and if he's elected, he'll stay sober for 4 years.
Which I think is a total mistake for him to. It's such a lame. Just a lame-o position for somebody to take, especially somebody who's experienced with cannabis. His position should have been, I've smoked cannabis my whole life for however many years it was. I ran the state, was smoking cannabis that whole time, and whatever the truth is what he should have said. Anyway, let's go to Neil. He's in Golden Shores, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, buddy, I got the bratwurst on the grill, got the microwave popcorn in the oven, got the pony keg on ice. We're ready. Just got my garage full of about 45 people just waiting to watch Donald Trump obliterate her.
You got 45 people over?
Yep. They're out there in my garage. I came into the house so I could hear because they're all out there partying.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you think they're all for Trump?
It's hard pressed to find anybody that's for Hillary.
Interesting.
I go everywhere. I'm out here wearing my Make America Great Again ball cap that I bought, and everybody just gives me a high five, and they love it.
Have fun tonight, Neil. Thanks for your call, man. This is Free Talk Live. Join us here.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. The number is 855-453. The debate is coming up here in the next hour. We will feature some of the audio from it for you, along with our commentary. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We have Skype. You can join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. And also our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be about the debates. You can still call in about anything you want to discuss, although we do have two more on the list of 16, which is more like a list of 30, because each one of them has a modifier or whatever.
Modifiers of if this happens after this.
It's the drinking game. It is a fairly detailed drinking game. And you know what? It's not even really fair to say that it's even 16 or 30, because some of them have been like, if Trump says A, B, or C, which that's almost like three rules in right. one. So, I mean, if you really broke this down, it's probably like 50 different rules. It's way too much to keep track of. But as you said, Daryl, you could select the ones for your own house rules
right.
Tonight.
Or you could, you know, rip up 16 pieces of paper
mm-hmm.
and write, you know, number 1 through 16, throw them in a hat, and everybody draws until there's no more numbers left in the hat, and each person has their own separate rule.
And then they just pay attention to that one thing, whether or not that's happened, and then it's like ding, 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 or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. Rule number 15. When Hillary says, Black Lives Matter, take a drink. When Trump responds, or if Trump responds by saying either All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter,
ugh.
Finish your drink and then demand that social media die. If Trump calls Hillary a B or a C, finish your drink and pass out.
If Trump uses the C word tonight, that would be worth a pretty serious drink.
And then also pray for the country.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, first of all, don't play this game. But if you're going to play this game anyway, make sure you eat, like, a lot of really greasy food and some carbs, like, while you're drinking, preferably. If
so
you can remember
to stop
to
people
do that.
From dying, you're trying to, yeah, harm reduction.
Yeah, and if you're doing beer, you're probably not going to die. But, like,
prevent alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, so, you know, to prevent, either alcohol poisoning or dehydration or just a really bad hangover, like, yeah, so harm reduction, ideally don't do harm, but, you know, harm reduction, drink a lot of water, Take some vitamins when you wake up.
Well, you can drink vitamin water.
Gatorade or vitamin Blondo. Water.
I suggest Blondo because it's got electrolytes, and that's what plants crave.
Now, aren't they bringing back that movie for a limited theatrical re-release?
Limited theatrical, and unfortunately, nowhere near us.
It's
I mean, you could just watch it on the internet.
Mike Judge's Idiocracy, by the way, is that movie. We should probably say what we're talking about here. Great film.
Welcome to Costco.
Probably has a lot more true than they necessarily really thought would were going to have.
Yeah, and Mike Judge actually said that he never intended for his movie to actually become a documentary.
So, let's see. Where are we at here? Are we done with the list? Or
we're done with the list.
Okay, all right. So there you have it, the drinking game. Did you post that on our Facebook and Twitter?
I did.
All right, so if you want to see the full list, it's there on the Free Talk Live Facebook.
I mean, we do know that, like, you can, if you're going, if you just want to get drunk, like, you can do that without watching the debate.
That's true.
I mean, neither one of those things are really a great idea, but, like, if for some reason in your life,
but sometimes you need a reason to drink. I mean,
no, you don't.
On a Monday. No, people need a reason to drink on a Monday.
You could just not tell anybody about it. Like, you don't have to watch
the debate.
When
you are hiding it, like, that's when you're an alcoholic.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't take drinking advice from me, actually. But, like, why would you watch the debate? Like, why would you do that to yourself?
So, you're going to be in here for some of it. We're going to put a little bit of it on the air.
So don't take that advice, but water, vitamins,
Well, Donald Trump says he's never had a drink in his life.
Okay, Gatorade or vitamin water.
Do you believe him?
It's hard to believe that. It really is hard to believe that. I mean, given the fact that this guy goes to all kinds of parties, you know, he's hobnobbing around with a bunch of rich people who are notorious for their drug use. I mean, the idea that this guy's never drank or done any drugs.
Wait, what's his exact phrasing? I've never had a drink? Because that might just mean he's never had only one at a time.
That would be a political thing to say. Like, a politician would totally do something.
I don't think I've ever had a drink, but, like, that does not mean.
Honestly, I don't know what exactly he has said. I've just read that he has never had a drink, so I don't know.
And who was the comedian that used to always say, "I'm not drinking anymore. Not drinking any less either."
I don't know. I bet you could Google it, though. So there is one more thing I wanted to point out about where the third-party candidates are tonight. We already know that Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who's really turned into the most interesting candidate, I think, the most interesting third-party candidate
Most interesting that's actually on the general election ballot.
Right, because I don't know who most of the rest of them are. But Stein already with a warrant for her arrest for spray painting a bulldozer out in the protests that were happening in North Dakota for the pipeline.
Which is actually acceptable to us because that bulldozer was aggressing.
Exactly.
So
the bulldozer, even though
you can then use defensive force on it.
Yep, I totally agree with you. I mean, look, even though it was technically private property, it was being used in the commission of an act that was established by the state. So it was doing basically, it was private property at the state's bidding. And so therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it's state property.
Well, even if it wasn't a private organization, like if someone comes at you with a gun and you knock the gun out of their hands, they can't then be like, "You're aggressive against me because you damaged my gun." Like, no, they were using the bulldozer at that specific moment to trespass and destroy property. And therefore, it's a private, even I don't care if it's private or not, you can therefore now do whatever you want to that bulldozer.
And the part that she spray painted would wind up cleaning itself as the bulldozer was being used because it was that, you know, dozing part of the bulldozer.
Yeah, exactly. Toll-free number tonight, should you wish to join us, 855-450-FREE. But the Gary Johnson campaign staff, specifically their spokesperson, the communications director, Joe Hunter, told ABC News in a statement this, quote, "Governors Johnson and Weld will be making themselves available to the media, watching the debate with great interest, and will be anxious to point out how a third voice representing millions of independent voters disenfranchised by the Republican and Democrat parties would better serve the American people." And had he closed his mouth at that point, and that had been the full statement, then there really wouldn't be much to argue with. However, he went on to add, quote, "They will be respectful and not interested in any grandstanding for the cameras or inappropriate protests." Now, that is a clear shot at Green Party candidate Jill Stein.
Yes.
Clear shot, because she had announced in advance that she was going to be taking part with her fans, her followers, in a protest outside of Hofstra University, which is where the event, the debate is actually taking place.
And I'd be like, how messed up is this that, like, among all the people that there are, I'm siding with the communists. I think she self-identifies that way. If she's not a communist, she's some of the more socialist,
green on the outside, red on the inside
form of statism.
She's a Massachusetts liberal.
But she's, like, the most respectable person here.
Yeah.
I mean, that in and of itself, I'm an anarchist. I should not be siding the most with the communists.
That's how it's come down.
She's actually present, you know, she is advocating a lot of, like, you know,
so
murder,
terrible ideas.
I just realized the only presidential ticket of the big four that does not have a Massachusetts liberal on it is the Republican ticket.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Who's the Massachusetts one on Hillary's?
Oh, wait, she's not, she's new. Okay, so they all
Kane?
Have a Northeastern liberal.
Okay, where's Kane from?
He's Virginia.
Is that the Northeast?
No,
oh,
Hillary lives in New York.
Right.
Trump lives in New York.
I keep thinking Arkansas for Hillary for whatever reason.
No, remember she carpetbagged to wind up being in the Senate.
Right, but was she originally from Arkansas or was she from New York way back in the day?
No, I think she's originally from Arkansas.
Okay, well, she's not a native New Englander or anything like
that. Right, but she lives
in New
England.
Neither are any of us. I think what state you choose to live in
the Northeast.
Yeah. Matters more than where
Stein,
you're born.
However, is a, like, Massachusetts liberal. That's who she is.
So as well.
Right.
And that's who's behaving in the most dignified way at this point in time.
Jill Stein, not Bill Weld, just to be clear.
No, Jill Stein,
Jill Stein. Yeah, and so, you know, you got the Weld-Johnson campaign attacking Stein because she's got the courage to actually go to this debate, to physically go to this location, risking arrest, her own personal well-being, to stand up for what she believes in. Now, we don't necessarily agree with what she believes in. We're probably with her on the drug war, and that's probably about it. Maybe peace.
And
she's probably
wars.
More peace. Yeah, she's probably more peace-oriented.
You know, international foreign policy.
So we're with her on a couple of issues, but, you know, kudos to Jill Stein for going down there. She
has the biggest huevos of all of them.
Is she sure better does. On the drug war than Gary? I think she might be.
That's a good question.
Because Gary just said weed and was shady about everything
else. He backs away from actually saying end prohibition entirely. He won't do that, even though he'll talk against prohibition generally. Hour 3's coming up. You can join us here. The debate is on the way on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.